Rule 7. Mutually we are to bear with each other's infirmities, weaknesses, sensitivities, failings, with all meekness, patience, pity, and willing and ready assistance. Ephesians 4:32, be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Matthew 18:21, then came Peter to him and asked, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till 7 times. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto you until 7 times. But rather until 70 times 7. Mark 11:25, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Romans 14:3, let not him that eats despise him that eats not, and let not him which eats not judge him that eats, for God has received him. Who are you that judges another man's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Yet he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Romans 15:1, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. 1 Corinthians 13:4, charity suffers long and is kind, charity envies not, charity vaunts not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeks not her own, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. 7 Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Galatians 6:1, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual are to restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Colossians 3:12, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you so also do you. And above all these things put on charity which is the bond of perfectness. Clarification 7. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, Proverbs 25:2. Free pardon is the substance of the gospel, the work of God in perfection, as prophesied in Isaiah 55:1, Ho every one that thirsts, come you to the waters, and he that has no money, come buy and eat, yes come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? And your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, you shall call a nation that you know not, and nations that knew not you shall run unto you, because of the Lord your God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek you the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not thither, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace, the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. It is evident that Jesus Christ proposed to us this gospel for our imitation, with an admonition to endeavor to keep it in like perfection, forgiving one another, even as he has forgiven us. Matthew 18:23, "Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me and I will pay you all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe me. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their lord all that was done. Then his lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you desired me. Should not you also have had compassion on your fellow servant even as I had pity on you? And his lord was angry and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. While we are clothed with flesh, we do all things imperfectly. Freedom from failings is a fruit reserved for us in glory. For here we see darkly as in a glass, and here we know but in part. In many things we offend all, who knows how often. Mutual failings among believers are to be borne with. Offenses are to be pardoned. Weaknesses to be supported, and may these ever serve to remind us of those pence of the talents of which each of us were forgiven. Let him that is without fault throw stones at others. Some men rejoice in others' failings, and being malicious they fail more in their sinful joy than the brethren in that which they rejoice at. Some are angry at weaknesses and infirmities in others, being proud and conceited, not considering that they themselves also are in the flesh. Some delight to dwell always upon a frailty, such deserve to find no charity in the like kind. For injuries, who can bear until 7 times? Peter thought it much. Some study more revenge than pardon. Some pretend to forgive, but yet every slight offense makes a continued alienation of the affections and separation of converse. Some will carry a smooth face over a rough heart. Christ is in none of these ways. They have no savor of the gospel. For meekness, patience, forbearance, and forgiveness, hiding, covering, removing of offenses, are the footsteps of Christ. Do you see your brother failing? Pity him. Does he continue in it? Earnestly pray for him, admonish him. Cannot another sin when you so often sin too? If you be angry, vexed, rejoiced, alienated from, you are partner with him in evil, instead of helping him. Suppose your God should be angry every time you give cause, and strike every time you provoke him. When your brother offends you, do but pause your heart while you take a faithful view of the patience and forbearance of God towards you, and then consider his command for you to go and do likewise. Let then, all tenderness of affection and bowels of compassion towards one another be put on amongst us, as becomes saints. Let pity not envy, mercy not malice, patience not passion, Christ not flesh, grace not nature, pardon not spite or revenge, be our guides and companions in our conversations. Motives hereunto are as follows: 1. God's infinite mercy, patience, forbearance, long-suffering, and free grace towards us, sparing, pardoning, pitying, bearing with us, in innumerable daily, hourly failings and provocations, especially all this being proposed for our imitation in our measure. Matthew 18:32, Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you desired me. Should not you also have had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had pity on you? To the goodness, unwearied, and unchangeable love of the Lord Jesus Christ puts forth every day for us, not ceasing to plead in our behalf, and that notwithstanding our continual backsliding. 1 John 2:1, My little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only but also for the sins of the whole world. 3. The experience which our own hearts have of the need wherein we stand of others' patience, forbearance, and pardon. Ecclesiastes 7:20, For there is not a just man upon earth that does good and sins not. Also take no heed unto all words that are spoken lest you hear your servant curse you, for oftentimes also your own heart knows that you yourself likewise have cursed others. 4. Attend to the strictness of the command to forgive, and ignore not the threatening attending its non-performance. 5. The great glory of the gospel, which is in the walking of the brethren with the right foot as to this rule.